Welcome to Maseches Demai, Perek Vav Mishnah Alf, Chapter 6, Mishnah 1. This Mishnah and the next Mishnah discuss something called an Aris and a Chech. We've had this a number of times throughout the Mishnahis. An Aris is an individual that's a sharecropper, and he works the field, and he makes up with the homeowner, with a field owner, that he will take, let's say, two-thirds of the produce, and a third goes to the actual owner of the field. A Checher is somebody who also works your field, but he gives the owner of the field a set amount, regardless of what the field produces. And we'll see that there's a difference in what the fellow is, what type of sharecropper, what the arrangement is when it comes to giving trumas and maaseres. Says the Mishnah, Makabel Sodom Yisrael. Let's say a person agrees to be an aris, a sharecropper from a Jewish person, and he's going to give the owner of the field, let's say, a third. Or min anachri, from a guy, min akusi, from a kusi, we had just had it in the previous parak. Yechalik nifneim, what does he do? He takes the percentage that he's supposed to give to the owner of the field, he puts it in front of him, and he doesn't have to separate trumas or maaseres. Yerushalmi teaches us that the reason for this is because they wanted to make sure that people are happy and amenable to be sharecroppers, and if you make them also separate truma on top of everything, they may not want to, and then the fields in Eretz Yisrael are going to remain untended to. Continues the Mishnah, HaChoycher Sada Mi Yisrael. Let's say a person takes a specific amount to work the field of another Jewish person, then halacha is tayrim, he has to separate truma gedayla, 1/50th from all of the crops of the field, because once he's already harvested it, and it's already been piled, the halacha is he's not allowed to let it sit there as teva, and therefore he has to separate at least truma gedayla, the nisin line, then he gives it to the owner of the field from the tvua that he already separated truma, and he subtracts the amount of the truma. But he doesn't have to take off Meiser, and then the owner of the field himself takes off Meiser. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Emasai, when does the actual sharecropper, working for a specific amount, only separate Truma Bizmansha Nasamai Me'oisa Sada, when he's giving him the payment from the actual field, Ume'oisa Amin, and from that actual type of grain that he planted? So in that situation, you have to give it to him. But let's say he gave him Yisadacheres, he gave him what he owes him from a different field, or even from that field, but it's a different type. That means he planted part of the field, one type, and part of the field, another type of grain. Then he also has to separate Meiser from the Tvur that he gives him, because that's like you're paying back a loan or something that you owe. In that situation, you're not allowed to pay back something that's even partially tevel. You only can give the person something that's trumas and maaseres, and everything has been separated from it. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.